There are still spots on the Yadkin River that look pretty much as they did when Native American ancestors fished its waters. More often, though, the gurgle of water and chirping of birds competes with the din of traffic speeding over bridges that crisscross the river. Environmentalist Dean Nowyuk of the Yadkin River Keeper says rapid growth and changing climate are threatening the river.
We just have not done a good job of managing our water resources, particularly here like on the East Coast, where there's always been this idea, you know, water was everywhere, it was very plentiful, we could always get more.
Then came the drought, and with it, a shift toward viewing water as both a resource and a commodity. But private companies like Alcoa and Duke Energy have looked at water that way for nearly a century as they've harnessed North Carolina's rivers for their own profit. They don't own the water, but their hand is on the spigot thanks to licenses granted them by the federal government. That's why, during the drought, Charlotte area communities found themselves knocking on Duke's door.
I think the drought slapped us all in the face, really.
And Catawba Riverkeeper David Merriman says we were lucky Duke was willing to cooperate, since its license on the Catawba didn't require it. As with Alcoa, Duke's license is also up for renewal. Their old licenses didn't include any requirements for managing the river during a drought, because they were issued long before environmental laws were even written. And since the renewed licenses will be good for another 30 to 50 years, Merriman says,
this is a once-in-a-lifetime shot to say how our river needs to be managed. Making sure water stays in the river and it doesn't dry up beyond a point where that river can't function as a source of drinking water, wastewater assimilation, habitat and home for our fishes that many of our residents rely on for sustenance.
Given such high stakes, does it really make sense to give a private company that kind of power? Most states have some dams managed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, but North Carolina is one of only seven states where the rest of its hydropower licenses are in private hands. So when a city needs more water, from the Catawba, say, it has to ask Duke Energy. Duke plays the middleman, relaying that request to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for approval. But Duke can also charge the city for that water.
If the water is going to be diverted and otherwise would have gone through the turbines, and they could have generated power with that, then they can be compensated for that loss of power.
That's Mark Robinson, Director of Energy Projects for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Duke Energy isn't charging cities for extra water on the Catawba, but does on other rivers. Alcoa has on the Yadkin, too. Robinson says that's very common, but it's troubling to many local officials who are pushing for the state to take control of Alcoa's dams on the Yadkin River. To be practical, Robinson says there's no difference between a license held by a private company or a government entity.
Whoever's hands it's in, they're subject to the same compliance requirements and the same civil penalties and the same potential for revocation of the license.
And there are plenty of arguments in favor of allowing private companies to keep the licenses. Catawba Riverkeeper David Merriman says Duke Energy has done a decent job as a steward of that river. The state of North Carolina recently measured water quality near Alcoa's dams on the Yadkin and gave it a thumbs up, too. So what's most important to Merriman is getting the right restrictions in the license to begin with. But as Riverkeeper Dean Nowyuk watches over the Yadkin, he worries it'll take more than a strict license to protect it.
I think there's this sense that somebody's out there patrolling, monitoring the river, making sure that the health of the river is being maintained and protected. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true. I've been doing this kind of work for 20 years now. There's very little funding making sure our environmental agencies can actually enforce clean water initiatives.
So now Yuck says it's up to the public to not only push for restrictions in river licenses, but also make sure whoever controls the river follows the law. After all, that's what a good owner would do. And North Carolina's rivers belong to us. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.